You're listening to K1 AM 1400 FM 93.3. Glad to have you with us here on this Wednesday evening, mid-80s, northeast Oklahoma, southeast Kansas. Glad to have you alongside. It's time for the Bartlesville Football Coaches Show. Head coach of the Bruins, Jason Sport, joins us every single Wednesday evening from 6 until about 7 o'clock tonight. We'll chat with Bartlesville senior Devin Beck as well on the program. And Coach Sport, another week playing football, halfway done. Isn't that kind of crazy to believe? I think even more so than usually because of everything going on, it appears to me that it's just flying by more so than it usually is, and it usually flies by.
Yeah, it's. I think every year it gets a little faster for me, and kind of getting to this I had to say the word routine, but we kind of get into this fold of, you know, what to expect each day and what to do and long days. But, yeah, it gets faster and faster. I'll tell you what, we have a first-year football coach on our staff, and I said something to him the other day, and he goes, Coach, I looked up, and it was Thursday again. It was just like Thursday again. It's so fast, yeah.
Talking with Bartlesville head football coach Jason Sport during his weekly radio show. Bruins with their third district game on the year. They will be on the road at Muskogee on Friday night. Let's talk a little bit about that ball game. We can get to Devin Beck here in a moment. And, of course, we'll talk about the Booker T game from a week ago as well. Did want to mention that people can buy their tickets online. Go to Muskogee's website. You can buy them before. They will allow them to be sold at the gate also. But they're having a 50% capacity down there. So if you'd like to go to the ball game on Friday, if you want to make sure you get your seat because of the capacity limits, just go to Muskogee's website, follow the athletics and ticket links, and you can buy your ticket online there and print it off and all that good stuff. Or if you want to risk it, I guess if you wanted to put it that way, you can go down and buy them at the Indian Bowl, which is always a fun facility on Friday night.
Yeah, and I would also mention you might get down a little early. There's some construction around the stadium there, and parking's just a little bit different, so come on out and come see us play again, man.
Yep, should be a bunch of fun. Bartlesville last week against Booker T. Washington, a 34-7 loss. I know I was really curious, and me, you might not have been curious because you might have known, but I was curious to see how the guys would respond after the Bixby game a week prior, and I thought they came out and really played with a lot of life. Ended up losing by 27. We can talk about some of the specifics in the game coming up, but I think that was the first thing that I noticed, and I noted on the broadcast quite a few times that I thought it was a very different type of effort against the Hornets this past Friday than it was against Bixby 7 days prior to that.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, it was they moved the ball down the field on us first drive, and two of those plays were, you know, our fault and kind of busted there. But I thought the effort was good. I felt like we could play with those guys all night. And, you know, offensively, as soon as we got the ball, we did not run the ball very well the last couple of years against these guys. And the first play of the game, Paxton takes off. And I thought Coach Moon done a great job with the game plan of what he was trying to get to there and found a little something. And Paxton ran for, you know, over 100. And we moved the ball and done a lot of good things. And effort was good, you know, put in some bad situations at times. And thought we responded to those things consistently.
Bartlesville head football coach Jason Sport with us on his weekly radio show. We'll chat with Bartlesville senior defensive back Devin Beck here in just a moment. You mentioned it after the ball game, but, you know, the ball didn't always bounce your way. There were some really big moments that stick out, and unfortunately a lot of them kind of went the opposite direction this past Friday. You had two touchdowns where you end up in the end zone that were both called back on penalties, and another penalty that ended up extending a Booker T drive and gave them a touchdown instead of a field goal. You had some other calls around the goal line not really go your way, some balls that just didn't bounce up into your hands. You know, Booker T actually fumbled the opening kick, and they recovered that pretty easily. So you look at the game, and it's a 27-point loss on paper, but it kind of felt like if things had been a little bit cleaner on just a handful of plays, you're talking 4 or 5 plays instead of a 27-point ball game, you're talking probably about a one-possession game where you're really in it down the stretch of the fourth quarter. But as you mentioned at the end of that one, it just didn't quite break that way.
It's wild, man. It's a game of inches. And, you know, I think about it, and we had one of the few fewest amount of penalties in any of the games that we've had. I think it's the least this year and maybe the least in 2 years. So I was excited about the limited amount of mistakes there. You know, I think about that, the first touchdown they score, we got a great blitz call, comes off the edge, and the pass pro picked it up, and we got our hips down just a little bit earlier than that. We make a tackle there, that's over, and we're out of there. And then, you know, there was a field goal kicked, and I messed that one up, and just a handful of little things, and the game gets away from you.
Yeah, I looked it up, but unofficially from what Jan I had was 5 penalties for 34 yards. And boy, you can remember 3 of those pretty easily because 3 of them led directly to about a 17-point swing and a 27-point ball game. And certainly they took some, and I know you don't like talking about momentum, but it took some momentum away from you guys a little bit as well, especially that first touchdown the first time that Braden Winters found the end zone on a screen pass. You really felt like it was going to be a ball game, like it was on. Your defense had played really well. You'd moved the ball decently well and set that one up perfectly. It was really well blocked. And like I said, things just didn't really go your way that night, and that one had to come back, and it was a little bit deflating afterwards.
It was pretty tough. We try to respond in those situations, and, I thought defensively we played really well on a short field a lot of times, and kids fought hard. It would just be one thing here or there. Less mistakes than the week before. I'll tell you this, we were down 27-0 at the half, and I challenged the kids at halftime. I remember a game a year ago, we were down 26-0, and in a blink of an eye, it's a 4-point game. We're fighting to win that thing, and you know, we come out in the third. I was really proud of the way we responded there. And defense stepped up, got a scoop and score. Felt like, you know, eerily similar to a year ago. And offense moves the ball, you know, after another stop. And Dylan McCoy has done everything in the world for us this year. And that play there on our sideline where the official called the fumble, it was so close. He could have called it either way. And kid run, you know, he's 500 yards rushing on a year and does a great job. That's the first time that there's even been a sniff of that. And we love him, and I wouldn't trade him for anybody. And they scoop it up and go the other way. That's a big swing right there. I felt like we were pressing into something special there. I mean, it could have gotten really interesting. It would have been 27-14 at that point, and we would have scored there. It would have been good. I felt good defensively. You know, in the second half, we held them to zero there. It was a good stand.
Yeah, that's the second time you guys have done that. Of course, at Collinsville, it was a somewhat similar type of thing. They ended up scoring one touchdown there at the very end offensively. You guys didn't technically allow any points defensively against Booker T in the second half. They got their one score off the fumble recovery that you mentioned from Dylan McCoy. But again, you've talked a lot about Coach Nichols and what he's brought to the staff defensively, and certainly a couple times now defensively, you guys have made really good adjustments at halftime, and it's really shown up on the field.
Yeah, I mean, it's a product of a veteran group of kids that want to respond the right way, and an experienced defensive coordinator that's been in the fire and knows what to do and challenge guys to respond the right way. And we're real close, man. It's so close. It's right there. And I feel like we're going to, you know, get over the hill right here real soon.
The other thing that was a new wrinkle that we kind of touched on, but I blew past in talking about the touchdown that was called back, was getting Braden Winters involved with the offense a little bit. I think he had 7 touches officially, a couple receptions, 5 carries. And obviously, when you've got a guy that's as athletic as he is, he's going to play Division II football, maybe Division I football, the next level. He's been someone that's been in a little bit on offense as a fullback occasionally, but you had him line up as a tight end a few more times this past Friday and lined up as a running back too, and I thought he did a great job touching the ball.
Yeah, Braden's a pretty incredible football player that will do a great job next year on Saturdays. And his stat line last week on defense, he had 15 tackles, 1 sack, 1 fumble recovery for a touchdown, had 5 carries for 37 yards. He had 3 catches, One of them didn't count. 67 yards, touchdown at callback. I think he might have sold programs and popcorn at halftime, and does a good job, man. He does a good job.
And does he like that? Is he excited to get the ball, you think, or what?
He likes being on the field, you know. And we threw him three passes, and he went 3 for 3. One of them was called back. He also played fullback. You know, a year ago, there was a point where we had a guard who had a helmet issue, and the official didn't notice it. And without batting an eye, he just slid down and played guard for 2 plays and graded out 100% there. You know, he's a savvy football player. He's a good football player, does a good job, practices hard, great leader. Yeah, I was excited to see him get the ball last week.
Yeah, it was really cool. Added a different wrinkle in there, and he looks pretty good at the ball in his hands too, doesn't he?
He does.
He stands out there. We talked about that. I think that Thad Dilbeck mentioned that on one of the Bruin Buzz programs. I think it was after the Coweta East Central scrimmage. He had said, "I don't really know for sure how good Bartlesville's linebackers are, but boy, Rocky Schumann and Braden Winters sure look good out there with their jerseys on. Yeah. They sure look really good." And I know you spent a lot of time talking about to Coach West and what he's done, strength and conditioning, but some of that stuff really pops out on the field now. You've got some guys that very much look like college-ready football players out there.
Rocky had another good night. 11 tackles, had 3 sacks. He was actually the one that caused the fumble that Braden picked up. He made a play on a blitz. He came under in B gap, and it was going back outside, and he put his foot in the ground and turned back outside, wanted to make the play. I mean, those guys are playing fast, having fun. Max Munoz had 13 tackles. Jensen Law was playing at free safety and had he led the team at halftime. I think he had 10 on the night. Devin Beck flew around. I think he had 7 tackles last week. I mean, those guys are playing fast and aggressive and doing a good job. We're right there. We're right there.
I'm glad you mentioned Jensen Laws, because he's someone, it seems like each of the last couple of years, there's somebody who kind of pops up who maybe didn't play a ton at the beginning of the year, and all of a sudden you start hearing his name more and more and more and more on defense throughout the regular season. And he's been the guy the last couple of weeks I've said his name a ton, and someone that wasn't, you know, really in the major rotation the first couple weeks of the season, and it's been a lot of fun to watch him fly around. It seems like he's been all over the place on defense.
Yeah, and he's you know, learning the system has been a process for him, and Jensen Laws has total disregard for his body, so he does not mind going and hitting anything. I mean, he's the one that caused the fumble on the kickoff at Collinsville, the big hit there, and is doing a good job and coming along and learning, and, you know, guys are, you know, following him. He's a fast kid that wants to do it right, and we're getting there.
Bartlesville head football coach Jason Sport with us on his weekly radio show. Airs from 6 until 7 o'clock every Wednesday evening right here on K1, AM 1400, FM 93.3. You can watch the program as well on KWONTV.com. Mentioned how it was a better effort this past Friday. I thought a play that was really indicative of that was the Adam Davidson strip. Again, a ball game at that point is probably out of reach. It was getting later in the contest, and he's over there trying to strip a ball and make plays, and then certainly made a big one, and then took it about 80 yards to the house the other direction. Another play that got called back. We mentioned that earlier because of I think it was a chop block or block in the back. I can't remember. One of the a penalty behind on the return, the fumble and the forced fumble still stood. But I thought that really kind of goes to show that you've got guys still battling late in that ball game, even when they're down multiple scores.
So I'll tell you, the 11 guys we have on defense, those are the guys we want out there. Those are the guys that we know can get the job done. You know, and we're playing fast and we're focusing on our assignments and executing. We got a lot of guys that can get to the ball and cause havoc. And at any point, there's a chance that it goes the other way. I mean, you think about this. If that one stands, that's 2 defensive touchdowns the other night, which is, what, 2 defensive touchdowns in both home games if that stands there. And a lot of good football players trying to do it the right way defensively over there. And really proud of Adam for that, because we're doing the right thing. And I won't comment on the chop block that was called.
Trey's gotten you to try to comment on a few official things at halftime.
I love Trey.
Yeah.
Keep trying, Trey.
Boy, I'll tell you what. He's got no fear, man. I would have been scared to ask you, but what happened?
He knows I'm not going to get upset with him. I'm just going to, you know, Here's the thing, man. It is what it is. It's life. Yep, sometimes it happens, and then.
And you'll get some too down the line. Then too comes back around eventually. Usually,
you know. And I'll tell you this: as exciting as our, you know, that game was not close. You know, the score was not close, and our fans were in it, and they were getting after it. And I can't imagine once we get on a little roll here, win a few, and get this thing kind of going. That place will be a frenzy. You know, that those folks up there are ready to see some winning football, and we are too, and I'm excited about that.
Yeah, that was something that stuck out to me, and I didn't know how much of a homer I was being, but we went to Bixby the week prior, and obviously everyone's aware of what Bixby has been, and that place was completely full. I'm not dogging anybody, but boy, maybe they just kind of expected or what, but it kind of felt like everyone was sitting on their hands. I had my crowd mic cranked up as high as it would go, and I couldn't ever get any noise at that thing because everyone was just kind of hemming and hawing over there a little bit, and they had a lot to cheer about, obviously, scored 70-some-odd points, but it really felt like with less people at Custer Stadium the following week that they were a heck of a lot more loud than the Bixby fan base was the week prior.
Well, we got some of the best fans in the state of Oklahoma. I mean, they come out in droves, and they want to see good football and get excited. I thought our student section was, you know, great up there in togas, chanting some things that I probably shouldn't have heard, I guess, because of some of that stuff. But anyway, it was a lot of fun to listen to them.
And the other note on defense I wanted to mention, and you kind of talked on this a little bit earlier when it came to their first touchdown, but you guys dialed up some pressure, certainly, to try to get their quarterback moving around, and it was really effective, I thought, that he was under pressure a lot. And there was a few times in the past, and it happened a little bit on that first play that you mentioned, where you'd have someone back there, and they would, you know, whiff. They wouldn't really even get a piece of them to slow them down enough to where you could get them. You guys either got them or got a piece of them to where someone else could come in and clean it up several times this past Friday, and I thought that got them behind the sticks, and that really kind of changed the outlook of several of their offensive drives.
Yeah, it's something that, you know, we put an emphasis on is, you know, as we're approaching those things, we want to be quick but not in a hurry. You know, we want to be under control when we're getting there with our hips low. And I can remember a few plays over the last couple of years that if we would have done that, the game would have been a whole different situation. So it's been an emphasis in practice. I know the last two Mondays with those safeties, we're, you know, attacking a run play and getting underneath that chute, staying low and coming out and making a tackle on a tackle wheel or whatever. And I think about a play in the first half that, you know, Max Munoz is quick as lightning, goes on a stunt and edge blitz real tight, does a great job, keeps his hips low, and a guy shakes him just a little bit, and Max wraps him up. And it's not a big hit right there, but goodness gracious, here comes Braden Winters, and Braden just plants him like a flower, man. It's fun to watch those guys run to the ball the way they do.
Talking with Bartlesville head football coach Jason Sport. Weekly radio show airs from 6 until 7 o'clock every single Wednesday night right here on K1 AM 1400, FM 93.3, and, of course, K1TV.com. Bartlesville falling to Booker T. Washington this past Friday, 34-7. The Bruins will be on the road at Muskogee this coming Friday. And I believe Putnam City West is playing their game this Friday as of right now, correct?
Putnam City West is playing this Friday. There is an outside chance that Putnam City West will make up their game with Muskogee on Monday.
That's what I thought.
I'm supposed to find that out Friday night. It could impact our JV game. It sounds like they may not do that. They've been trying to do it, but they may not do it now. And yep, as of right now, it's on for Putnam City West.
So everybody in the district as of right the second is going to be playing on Friday, and that'll be the first time since district play started a couple of weeks ago, only because of PC West. We mentioned they did not play Muskogee, even though PC West was playing football 2 weeks ago because of some county issues in Muskogee, and then nobody in Putnam City played football last Friday, but it looks like they are going to play this Friday. Other thing I'll mention, just because we talk high school football here every single Wednesday night, the OSSAA had a little press conference today and then their regular board meeting. Nothing super of note came of it. The one thing that they did mention, and this kind of goes in line with how, you know, programs and schools handle everything with COVID-19, is they're probably not going to postpone any kind of state tournaments or anything like that if a team is unable to play because of COVID-19. So, for example, Dewey softball is supposed to be in state tomorrow. If for some reason Dewey softball found out they couldn't compete tomorrow, the OSSAA would say, I'm sorry, and they would move on and continue with the state tournament, and they wouldn't be able to play anymore. So this kind of goes back to what you've been saying since we started talking in July. Whoever kind of handles things the best will put themselves in the best position going forward, because OSSAA and then the playoffs aren't going to wait for anyone once that rolls around here in a few weeks.
You got to do your part and be on top of that stuff. And, you know, for the most part, we've had a stretch here that we've handled it really well. I mean, there's not been much of an issue since the very beginning of the season. And I'm looking at the other side of our, you know, 6A2 Division I has got two games that won't play this Friday. Mm-hmm. Northwest Class and Deer Creek and U.S. Grand and Stillwater are not playing. So, yeah. Wild deal, man.
Yeah, and I know, yeah, obviously U.S. Grand has had their own problems fielding a football team over the course of the last 5 years or so. So that kind of plays into that a little bit anyway. But, yep, should be interesting down the stretch here to see all that happens. Bartlesville at Muskogee on Friday night. We'll take a break, come back, and we'll chat with our player profile. Bartlesville senior defensive back Devin Beck going to be with us. And then we'll preview the Bruins and the Ruffers coming up on Friday night. It's the Jason Sports Show every single Wednesday right here on K1 and K1TV.com.
OK Federal Credit Union is open to anyone that lives, works, or worships in Washington, Osage, or Nowata counties. Being a Bartlesville-based credit union since 1955, they know their members. OK Federal Credit Union has checking accounts with no monthly fee and actually pays you a dividend as long as your balance stays over $400. With competitive rates for cars, boats, RVs, and more, OK Federal Credit Union will make your dreams a reality. Stop by and join OK Federal Credit Union today at 3900 Southeast Adams Road or visit their website at okfcu.org. OK Federal Credit Union. They want to be your credit union.
Oklahoma State football in Bartlesville airs on K1, AM 1400 and FM 93.3.
Fakes a handoff, back to pass, throws it deep down the middle, man wide open, caught by Tylan Wallace, and good night, Vienna. Pistols firing, touchdown,
Oklahoma State football on K1 is brought to you by Wheezy's Cafe, Stotts, Archambo, Muggenberg, and Barclay, Totalk Communications, Totel CSI, Phillips 66, Limestone Pharmacy, ConocoPhillips, Roman Chevrolet Buick, Comforting Hands Hospice, Barnett IP, Lucas Metalworks, and the Recognition Place. The Cowboys are on a bye, and Oklahoma State's next game is Saturday, October the 17th at Baylor.
I'm Dave Hunziker, voice of the Oklahoma State Cowboys. The Pokes play right here on the voice of Bartlesville, K1, AM 1400, and FM 93.3.
Shop at home, have a green country Christmas. There are drawings, cash, and prizes you can. Shop the stores with the green tree on the doors. You get more of every dollar that you spend. Shop at home, have a green country Christmas.
Businesses, the holidays will be here before we know it. And now's the time to get ready. Sign up for the ever-popular Green Country Christmas promotion presented by K1, KYFM, K-Rig, and KPGM. Along with Bartlesville and Dewey businesses, we'll give out green tickets and thousands in cash and prizes. Call me, Levi Wilson, at 918-336-1001. And let me show you how you can be in the green, too, for Green Country Christmas 2020.
A very interesting weather pattern continues across the area, and it's good for harvest, but it is definitely getting bad if you're into worrying about drought as we start to move closer into the end of October. Temperatures tonight will be dropping down the upper 50s, and for tomorrow, look for partly to mostly sunny skies. An afternoon high should be about 85, light southeast winds getting a little stronger in the afternoon, 15 to 20 miles per hour. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, partly cloudy. Temperatures will be in the upper 50s for overnight lows and daytime highs between about 82 and 85, the warmest on Sunday. We have a storm system and cool front coming through on Monday, but other than a passing sprinkle, not much. It will knock the temperatures back down the 70s for highs and lows around 50 to 55. For News on 6, I'm Chief Meteorologist Travis Meyer.
Bartlesville High Football airs on K1, AM 1400 and FM 93.3. And you can watch the Bruins on K1TV.com. Bruin football is brought to you by Dr. Heath Potter, the dentist, American Heritage Bank, Paul Hood and Associates, Moxie on 2nd Street, Truity Credit Union, and Patriot Chevrolet.
Still loose, now the Bruins scoop, and they try to score, and they run it into the end zone. Defensive score for Bartlesville. Braden Winters runs it in, and the Bruins are on the board.
Bruin football airs on K1 thanks to Patriot GMC Hyundai, Senior Salsa, Wassmiller Insurance, Bartlesville Chrysler, Dodge Jeep and Ram Truck, Regent Bank, and Dink's Real Pit Barbecue. Bartlesville back in action again on Friday night as the Bruins make the long trip down to Muskogee. 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock kick on K1.
I'm Dave Hunziker, and you've got the Bruins, Cardinals, Cowboys, and more on K1, AM 1400, and FM 93.3.
Welcome back to the Jason Sports Show. 6:31, mid-80s, northeast Oklahoma, southeast Kansas. It's time for our Wassmiller Insurance player profile this evening. I got Bartlesville senior strong safety Devin Beck. Devin, good evening. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Nice to have you with us. Now, you were part of the homecoming court last week.
Yes, sir.
Right? So you and I had a chance to talk just a few days ago. Devin was here on K1 for our homecoming interviews. First things first, Devin, just kind of run down your football background. I know that you're mostly done with your stuff at the high school right now. Kind of tell me where you are with football, how you got to your senior year here, and kind of what occupies most of your day.
Well, I wake up at 6 every morning. I go to work, get there by 6:30, and I work until about 11. Then I have lunch, and I go to tech, and then football. And then I have a couple online classes that I work on after football.
Yeah, and so how many hours a week are you working?
About 20.
20 hours a week, and he's playing high school football, which is, you know, that's almost a full-time job anyway, right? And then you're taking classes at technical school as well. So pretty cool as we chat with Devin Beck here, our Wassmiller Insurance player profile. How long have you played football, Devin?
This would be my 10th or 11th year.
So pretty much your whole life. You're a strong safety right now. What other positions have you played throughout that long career?
When I was a kid, I was bigger than a lot of people, so I was a one-striper, and I only got to play D-line and O-line. And then I eventually got to tight end, and then I eventually got to receiver and outside backer. And now I'm just mainly defense, DB.
And do you like that more than when you used to play some of those other spots?
For sure, yeah.
What do you like about it?
I get to see the whole field. I get to see the whole game of football being played instead of just doing like one thing. Like, I can think for myself and go make plays.
Devin Beck, our player profile ahead of Bartlesville and Muskogee. We'll circle back around to football, talk about the game against the Ruffers this week as well. What's your job?
I work at JT Paint and Design.
And you guys paint what?
We do anything from cabinets to exteriors on houses, interiors. And
awesome. Do you like that work?
Yeah, I like it.
And then you mentioned you're taking some classes. What are those?
I take construction at Tech, and then I have a English and science online class.
Okay. Devin Beck with us, our player profile. You had mentioned when you're done, I think, with me last week when we talked. What would you like to do when you're done in May?
Well, if I get the opportunity, I'd think about playing college football, or might go think about going to the military or just working. I don't know yet.
Awesome. All right. Let's talk about some other stuff. What's your favorite TV show?
Definitely Lost.
Lost?
Yeah.
Now, is that one of those shows that I've seen a few episodes? Are you rewatching that? Are you watching it currently or what?
I've rewatched it about probably 4 times.
So you're on your a multiple rewatch now?
Yeah.
Okay, what do you like about Lost?
It's they all like crash on an island. It's just crazy story. They always keep you interested in it.
What about favorite movie?
Step Brothers.
That's a good one. Talking with Devin Beck here, favorite meal?
I'd have to say steak.
How do you like your steak prepared?
Medium rare.
All right. What cut are we talking? Sirloin or prime rib? Or
I don't really
anything?
Know.
Anything?
Yeah.
Any kind of red meat?
T-bone, right?
No, not T-bone.
Devin Beck with us. What about, like, being a sports fan? Who do you like? Who do you cheer for? Do you watch sports aside from just play football?
I like OU. I like the Packers.
Packers are off to a good start.
Yes, sir.
Oklahoma's not.
No.
Talking with Devin Beck. Coach Sport, you were talking before we went on there and how much kind of you admire him and glad that he's with us. Share your thoughts on Mr. Beck there.
What more can you ask for? I mean, here's a kid that plays in a position that is one of the most difficult things to do on our defense, like the quarterback on defense. A guy that, I mean, literally takes his lunch pail to work every single day, goes and grinds in the morning, goes to Tech, does his school, comes, football, and his efforts always extremely well. Gets out of that, goes, does classes. I mean, it's easy to coach a guy like that. And then he says, hey, I like steak, medium rare. I mean, that's a man's man right there.
I agree with you.
You can't beat that. And a physical kid that'll come strike you. And we share a birthday together. You know, last week was a birthday. Also, he was homecoming king. And man, you can't beat this guy, man.
Right.
He's the full package.
And then Devin Muskogee, obviously, you know, 1-4 as far as the record, not the start you would have wanted, but you're only halfway through. You've got 5 district games left, so you've got a lot of stuff in front of you. Felt like you had some moments against Booker T last week. Just kind of overall from your point of view, the guy's point of view, tonight against Muskogee, what does that mean for you and kind of what's your guys' mindset going into the latter half of the season?
I just want to go out there, play hard, and do what I can do to win the game.
Devin Beck, our player profile tonight ahead of Bartlesville and Muskogee. Devin, we appreciate it, sir. Thanks so much for coming up.
Thank you.
Thank you, too, Devin Beck, for stopping in and chatting with us as we are talking with Bartlesville head football coach Jason Sport every Wednesday from 6 until 7 o'clock here on K1. You can hear a portion of that interview with Devin in the Bruin pregame show before Bartlesville and Muskogee on Friday night just after 6:30 here on K1 as well. We'll take our second break. We'll come back and preview the Bruins and the Ruffers on Friday night from the Indian Bowl. It's the Bartlesville football coaches show here on K1 thanks to OK Federal Credit Union.
OK Federal Credit Union is open to anyone that lives, works, or worships in Washington, Osage, or Nowata counties. Being a Bartlesville-based credit union since 1955, they know their members. OK Federal Credit Union has checking accounts with no monthly fee and actually pays you a dividend as long as your balance stays over $400. With competitive rates for cars, boats, RVs, and more, OK Federal Credit Union will make your dreams a reality. Stop by and join OK Federal Credit Union today at 3900 Southeast Adams Road or visit their website at okfcu.org. OK Federal Credit Union. They want to be your credit union.
Oklahoma State football in Bartlesville airs on K1, AM 1400 and FM 93.3.
Fakes a handoff, back to pass, throws it deep down the middle, man wide open, caught by Tylan Wallace, and good night, Vienna. Pistols firing, touchdown,
Oklahoma State football on K1 is brought to you by Wheezy's Cafe, Stotts, Archambault, Muggenberg, and Barclay, Totalk Communications, Totel CSI, Phillips 66, Limestone Pharmacy, ConocoPhillips, Roman Chevrolet Buick, Comforting Hands Hospice, Barthead IP, Lucas Metalworks, and the Recognition Place. The Cowboys are on a bye, and Oklahoma State's next game is Saturday, October the 17th at Baylor.
I'm Dave Hunziker, voice of the Oklahoma State Cowboys. The Pokes play right here on the voice of Bartlesville, K1, AM 1400, and FM 93.3.
A very interesting weather pattern continues across the area, and it's good for harvest, but it is definitely getting bad if you're into worrying about drought as we start to move closer into the end of October. Temperatures tonight will be dropping down the upper 50s, and for tomorrow, look for partly to mostly sunny skies. An afternoon high should be about 85, light southeast winds getting a little stronger in the afternoon, 15 to 20 miles per hour. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, partly cloudy. Temperatures will be in the upper 50s for overnight lows and daytime highs between about 82 and 85, the warmest on Sunday. We have a storm system and cool front coming through on Monday, but other than a passing sprinkle, not much. It will knock the temperatures back down the 70s for highs and lows around 50 to 55. From News on 6, I'm Chief Meteorologist Travis Meyer.
Shop at home, have a green country Christmas. There are drawings, cash, and prizes you can the stores with the green tree on the doors. You get more of every dollar that you spend. Shop at home, have a green country Christmas.
The holidays will be here before we know it. And if you own a business, now's the time to get ready. Sign up for the ever-popular Green Country Christmas promotion presented by K1, KYFM, KRIG, and KPGM. Along with Bartlesville and Dewey businesses, we'll give out green tickets and thousands of dollars in cash and prizes. Call me, Tammy Brinkman, at 918-336-1001 and let me show you how you can be in the green too for a Green Country Christmas 2020.
Bartlesville High Football airs on K1, AM 1400 and FM 93.3, and you can watch the Bruins on K1TV.com. Bruin football is brought to you by Our Best Bank, Phillips 66, United Linen and Uniform, Oklahoma Wesleyan University, and ASAP General Stores.
Now the Bruins scoop, and they try to score, and they run it into the end zone. Defensive score for Bartlesville. Braden Winters runs it in, and the Bruins are on the board. And
Bruin football on K1 is brought to you by ConocoPhillips, your local Edward Jones agent, Randy Bloom, St. John Ascension, Bartlesville, Sutterfield Financial Group, Bank First, Musselman Abstract Company, and the Dunges family of autos. Bartlesville will try to get back on a winning track this Friday night as the Bruins are back on the road at Muskogee. 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock kickoff on K1. Welcome back to the Jason Sports Show. 642, 84 degrees. Going to talk Bartlesville in Muskogee coming up here. Bruins on the road to take on the Ruffers. Second straight year. Correct. We've had to make that trip.
2 years in a row.
Yeah. So Bartlesville was down there a year ago. And Ruffers have had a little bit of tough luck to begin the season. They're 0-4. They had a game postponed against Putnam City West. We mentioned that at the outset of the program if you missed it. So that's the fifth game that Muskogee is missing. And they played a tough non-district schedule. And they lost to Sand Springs last week and were within three at halftime. It was 17-14. And then the Sandites outscored them 28-0 in the second half. They ended up losing in kind of blowout fashion. They've had some injuries. So things aren't going particularly well as far as the wins and losses down there in Muskogee, but still, I think, a pretty dangerous football team and one certainly more than capable on Friday.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, it's the Muskogee Ruffers, and we all know how dynamic those kids are. And Rafe Watkins is one of the best coaches in the state of Oklahoma, several state championships at Guthrie, and does a good job down there. And non-district schedule that included Bishop McGinnis, a very close game with McGinnis. Yeah. Another team out of Arkansas that's really, really good. And the injury bug got them there for a bit. And a game last week that their kids were playing hard. And then the opening kick of the second half, they kick it off to Muskogee. And Muskogee doesn't get on the kickoff. It kind of, changes the aspect of the way things are done there. And a young group of kids that are learning and fighting hard. And, listen, it's Muskogee. And they'll get away from you. I mean, you can see it on film. They got great kids and do a good job with those coaches. We'll have our hands full going down there. I feel like our guys, Monday and Tuesday practice was, super energetic and full of life. And I think our guys are hungry to go down there and play. So,
talking with Bartlesville head football coach Jason Sport, Bruins and Ruffers Friday night. Ty Williams was the name before the season started that most people probably associate with that program. He's going to play defensive back at the Power 5 level. I think he had like 25 offers. He could have gone, not any of the blue buds, not, OU or, Texas or anything like that. But aside from those guys, everybody else probably in this region had offered him. He was also their starting quarterback but was going to be a defensive back in college. I know he started a couple of weeks ago, but didn't play last week and hadn't played prior to his first start, which was 2 weeks ago, because he was battling a hamstring issue. So he's played this season, but he's been off and on.
They've got a handful of guys, you know, three or four players that are dynamic football players with the ball in their hand, and they've not played as much this year as what, you know, would have been expected, and which is, you know, partly to blame for the record, the overall record right now. And those guys get healthy, it's a whole different Muskogee team. And you know, but the kids they put out there are playing hard, man. They got a great sophomore group. It seems like those kids play so hard. They do a good job, and you've got to be ready to go on every play or they'll get you.
Yeah, you mentioned Coach Watkins, and that was something that I just couldn't believe. In my head, when I was doing the research for this show and this week, I kind of thought, oh, he's probably been there for 3 or 4 years now. Yeah, he's been there as long as I've been here, since 2014, so he's into his 7th football season, so he's really started to kind of throw himself around down there. They've been to the playoffs 5 straight years. That is a place that hadn't had a ton of success recently until the 6-8-2 split and until Coach Watkins kind of got his stuff installed. I think they had only won 3 games the first 2 years, and then they've won more than 5 every year but 1 out of the last 5 years, and then they've made the playoffs each of the last 4. And you mentioned all the success that he had had at Guthrie and left there for Muskogee, and he's just one of several really talented coaches in this district now.
Yeah, there's a lot of them in this district. Muskogee, you know, traditionally is a very tough team, and I know there was those kids cycle through there, and they'll have up years, and they're, you know, very few down years. The guys that they had coaching down there when they weren't winning a whole lot of games, guys like Josh Blankenship, who's a head coach at Adams State, Bill Blankenship's son, who's an incredible coach. Before that, you know, Ron Lancaster and Matt Hennessy were there for a while when they were challenging for a state championship when it was, you know, 6A was one combined 6A. That wasn't very too long ago. And Coach Watkins is, you know, just built that thing back up, and they're winning, and great kids. He gets kids out and does a good job with that.
You mentioned some of the injuries, which has hurt them, but they didn't have a whole lot of guys back from a year ago. I think they'd only had 4 or 5 starters returning. Most of those guys were on the defensive side of the ball. They have their top 3-4 tacklers back from a year ago, but on offense, it really was mostly just Ty Williams as far as starters. If we remember Jimmy Coleman, their tailback last year, who was a heck of a ball player, he's moved on. They had graduated all 5 of their offensive linemen, who I think were all 2-year starters, so they've moved on. So obviously, you know, getting into their 5th game now, they've started some guys that have been around and have some varsity experience in 2020, but they were a little bit baby-faced going into the year, especially on offense with a lot of new names outside of Williams, who hasn't gotten to play.
Oh, they're learning. They're learning and growing. And one thing I know about, you know, that coaching staff, they'll get those guys ready. They'll continue to develop those guys. And they got one of the better defensive coordinators in the state, a guy that's, you know, won a couple state championships as a head coach. And can't say enough about those kids. I mean, it's Muskogee, man. You know, anytime you are on the field with them, there's a chance they can go score, and always a chance they lock you up and come stop you. I think our guys like the challenge, though. I think our veteran group of kids are trying to make the best decisions. And again, Monday and Tuesday was the most energetic practices we've had this year. And I'm anxious to get down to Muskogee Friday and see us play.
And obviously, once you get into this part of the season, it's really the nitty-gritty now. You've only got 5 games remaining. They're all district ball games. You've gotten the one against Bixby out of the way, and the, you know, bottom 7 outside of Bixby or vying for 3 playoff spots. You got to kind of think of it that direction. And certainly if you guys can knock off a few of these teams and be in the mix, and it kind of starts with games like this one, games like Booker T last week.
Every week. I mean, it's a district that's tough. I mean, it's going to be tough. I mean, there's some great coaches, some great kids. And you think about the only state championships that's happened in 6A2 have come out of this district. Sand Springs is, you know, made it to the finals, and you got guys like Scotty Harmon at Ponca City, who's won a state championship, and Rafe, who's won several. And I mean, it's going to be a battle. There's going to be great coaches every week with great kids, and they're going to be put in the right positions. And That's why we got to make the plays when it's our opportunity. We got to go seize those things and do the little things right and eliminate mistakes and play hard the entire time. That's crucial that we do that. I mean, every week I see a team get scored on first and then respond, and then it is what it is. You know, you practice all week versus what you think you're going to get, and a team will go down and score on the first drive, and that might be the only thing they get the whole night. But you got to play all the plays, man, every one of them. So that's what we got to do.
And again, you pointed out the crowd last week at home, and I know that it's just not something that's lost on me, so I want to keep mentioning it during the coaches' shows and some of the broadcasts too, that blessed in this state to be able to play in 2020, when certainly that's not the case all the way around the country. Blessed that so far everything has kind of worked out pretty well through, you know, half this thing, knock on wood. And boy, when Friday nights get here and you see the teams warming up and you know the game's going to happen, you just kind of feel fortunate just to be there in that situation, no matter what your record is or the other team's record is or what's on the line. A lot of that goes out. I think a lot of that goes out the window no matter what once the game gets kicked off, but especially so, I think, this year more so than others. Everyone's really learning to appreciate what they've got.
You know, we're doing everything we possibly can to make as many memories this season for our seniors and do everything we can to play football. And I think about one of the first questions that, you know, Trey asked me, you know, about this 2020 COVID year and all that stuff and what's different. And really, once we kick that ball off, it's football, you know, and for the most part, things seem like what they're supposed to seem like. And that's an exciting thing. And I know that I've got friends that coach in states that are not playing right now. And they miss football, but more than anything, they miss kids. They miss kids that need football. And we're very fortunate to get to play. And not just that, but, I mean, you know, every Monday we're playing JV games and trying to get a lot of kids on the field, guys that work really hard and need the structure. And we love to be around those kids. And I think, you know, from the community to Mr. McCauley, our administration, they've done an incredible job of putting us in a great position to be able to do some of these things. And we are very fortunate to have the opportunity to go do this. And it's, you know, we got five left. We got five heartbeats left. And if these seniors want more than five, then let's go get more than five and make the most of it.
Last thing, couple keys on each side of the football. Give me one on offense and one on defense before Bartlesville and Muskogee on Friday.
I think defensively, you know, we want to make sure we're focused. You know, if I'm a corner and a guy in front of me goes in motion, I got to make sure my checks are correct and I'm moving the right place. And that comes back to focusing on your part. And offensively, I would like to see all 11 guys play from the snap to the end of the whistle on every play. You know, I think that's one of the keys. And if we do those things, we'll let the chips fall where they may. And I think it'll be a great night for the Bruins and the Bruin fans.
Bartlesville at Muskogee, 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock kickoff if you can't make it at the Indian Bowl down there to the south and east of Tulsa. Ball game will carry for you right here on K1, AM 1400, FM 93.3. You can listen to BartlesvilleRadio.com, Bartlesville Radio app. You can watch it on KWONTV.com, just as you can watch this coach's show. And again, if you were wanting to go to the ball game on Friday night, you can buy tickets at the door if they're available. They're also selling them online. So go ahead and go to Muskogee's, just a regular old website, and you can buy the tickets there and print them off and have them ready for you on Friday. It is 50% capacity.
Yes. Come on down. See the Bruins. My mom's watching again. I'm going to say hi to her. My son's in the background waving it at his grandmama on the K1TV.com right here. And I think my dad's watching it and barking at the screen or something. So he'll be barking at the game too. So
very good. Should be fun. Coach, travel safe down there on Friday night. We'll see you down there.
Thanks, brother. I appreciate you.
Thanks to OK Federal Credit Union for the Bartlesville Football Coaches Show every single Wednesday night. We'll go back to regular programming here for just a moment, but coming up in about 11 minutes, we'll have the pre-debate show with Hugh Hewitt as we've got the vice presidential debate coming up here on K1.
Autism.